All right, welcome to the next episode of the BDB podcast. I'm Jared, and with me today is Chris.
Yo!
And Selby.
Hey, guys.
Who has finally decided to stop fucking laughing.
Finally.
Hey, I'm fucking hilarious, screw you.
You're laughing
right, today at nothing. We're gonna cover a variety of topics as per usual, ranging from Xbox news, industry news, and some things that Sally wants to talk about. What was it? You wanted to bitch about the Wii U, wasn't it?
Bitch about the Wii U, yeah.
Right, we'll do that later.
We're going to cover news and things Sally wants to talk about.
Well, things you want to talk about aren't necessarily going to be news. It's going to be what the fuck.
I'm literate as fuck.
All right, Chris.
Yes.
So today we had some news on game was it being the top seller again? Bioshock, wasn't it?
Bioshock Infinite is Bioshock Infinite is the current UK top seller.
Are we surprised?
No, not at all. I mean, its competition was Tomb Raider and Gears of War Judgment.
I have been playing Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is extremely good.
Yeah, there's good things about Tomb Raider, but you know, Gears of War Judgment is a stellar opponent, which, you know, I'm not off.
Let down.
Let's face it, I mean, Bioshock and Tomb Raider are mostly single player games, and I'm going to say Bioshock probably has a much stronger story.
Yeah, I'd assume so. I mean, see, Bioshock has quite a big fan base, I'd say Tomb Raider doesn't, but the last few Tomb Raider games leading up to this one have been a bit of a letdown as far as fans are concerned.
Oh yeah, but this is kind of like a whole new direction for Tomb Raider. It's not a survival horror, but it's like in the room right next to the survival horror games, and it's pressing its ear up against them really, really, like, really closely, and it's like, is that Dead Space I can hear? And it's like, no, Tomb Raider, get back in your room.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've seen of this one, from what I've heard of this one, everyone who's played this game seemed to have absolutely loved it. The only big complaint I've heard about the Tomb Raider game is people weren't happy about the achievement list, because a good lot of achievements were based on multiplayer. However, you could boost those achievements in private matches.
I despise when games do that.
I mean, some multiplayer achievements are okay. It all depends on what kind of context they put into.
Yeah, it all depends on the game, really. Like, Halo is no problem, because you can get those perfectly fine just by playing the game.
Yeah, of course.
But sometimes when games make it ridiculous, like Ghost Recon's achievements were ridiculous. Number one in the world and shit.
Yeah, we're quick, four hard. You have to be number one in every single leaderboard.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Or what about just when a game has god-awful multiplayer that you don't want to play?
Yeah, that's what I was.
I mean, I think
the two-minute multiplayer is quite good from what I've seen of it, though.
I think games that are built for single player should have like 90% single player achievements. Maybe a few for people to want to play on.
I think Tomb Raider was like sort of half and half. I'm not too sure.
I haven't played the multiplayer at all because I'm just so into the story right now.
Yeah, there was one of the bullshit achievements that was pretty much one achievement is to buy everything in the store. But in order to buy one of the items in the store, I think it was the general character, you had to be like the max rank, which required you to get to level 60, prestige, and do 62 more times.
So that's like a deceptive achievement, that one.
To do that.
That's a deceptive achievement.
Pretty much the publishers realized, okay, this is bullshit. Sorry, pardon me. So they're releasing a patch thing that just gives you that character.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. I mean, at least they really...
Because you can get all the characters in your first, you know, 1 to 60.
Yeah.
But, you know, to get that last guy, you're talking hours and hours and hours of gameplay. Like, there is a weird mode you can play where you just move boxes or some shit, and that's a quick way to... Well, not a quick way to rank up, but it's a convenient way to rank up.
Well, I mean, I like when the publishers listen to their fan base.
It's not very often that happens.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, they heard the outcry from people being, oh, it's just too hard, this is bullshit, and they're like, you know what? We'll do something about it, guys. Sit back.
It's more time consuming. Like, the multiplayer is fun, but I mean, the amount of hours you have to put into that to get that achievement, it just wasn't worth it for a lot of people. And it really ruined people's completion percentage, which is, you know, a lot of people do really care about their completion percentages.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not too fussed on it. Like, I mean, I like being able to complete games, but, you know, for example, after X-Men game, was X-Men Destiny, you know, there's an achievement with zero gamer score. I would have had 1,000. I wasn't going to spend a couple of hours just getting... Sorry. Got microphones on my asshole. I wasn't going to spend the last couple of hours, like, just grinding out, like, 100 deaths just to get that zero achievement.
Do you know the only reason I did that is because I only had one other 100% completed game, and it was that stupid Avatar game. And I was just like,
right.
I really want another one. So I'm going to let this Sentinel kill me for an hour.
Going back though, it's nice to see Bioshock Infinite being the top seller. Like before that, I'm pretty sure it was Gears Judgment and...
No, it was Tomb Raider. I don't think Gears ever made it.
No, Gears made
top
it. Gears was...
It actually?
Well, I know it was the UK number one at least, but I'm pretty sure Bioshock Infinite is still the UK top selling game.
Bioshock Infinite is UK top-selling game, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's the top-selling game overall.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say any reason for
it. Yeah, I can see why. Like, it's... I've heard nothing but good things about it, so...
Nothing but praise of it completely, yeah.
I can't...
I mean, it's got good gameplay. The achievements are really good, and there's only a few ones that would cause you a bit of trouble to get. You know, it's all really good.
Is this Bioshock more... multiplayer? Have they upped the multiplayer in this one?
There's no multiplayer, I'm pretty sure. I think they got
I know they sort of dabbled with it in Bioshock 2, and it was okay. I mean, it was fun.
I mean,
you could get into the big daddy too.
It was one of those things that was alright with friends, but if you played on your own, it was just fucking horrible.
Yeah, like me and Jared played it for a couple of
we
hours.
Did, we did it, me, point. You, and... who it was Tommy. Yeah, it was Tommy. Me, you, and Tommy. And we started going around
that. Catch the big sister and all that.
Yeah.
Because it was funny as shit. The Fogel's game type.
Because you can just lift all the children in the room. What? So bad.
Our friend Fogel, it looks like a real pedo. So his gaming name is Pedo Fingers.
So any game that involves stealing children, you call it a Fogel game pick.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I mean, when you have a game name, Pedo Fingers, I mean, what more do you want?
A big Graven with free candy written on the side of it.
Yeah, that would do. I mean, it looks like jetting off, so it's fine. But anyway, getting off our Bioshock, moving on to some DLC news.
Yes, we had two pieces of DLC news we were able to come across.
You can argue three.
Two of them are Borderlands, anyway. The Borderlands DLC came out today, which increases people's level cap by 11 levels, letting you go to level 61.
Yeah, that's a bit of a weird number, like 61. I think maybe we go like 65 or 70 or even just stop at 60.
I think it's in reference to like turning it up the 11 and all that shit.
Oh
really? That... Okay, that kind of makes sense.
Oh, so these ones go up the 11.
Yeah, yeah, like the original Borderlands, they put it up the 11 levels. I'm pretty sure it's because they were like, oh, games only put it up to 10 levels, we go to 11.
Just a hardcore that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I think that's from, this is Spinal Tap, the movie.
Yeah, the Spinal Tap movie. Yeah, yeah. It's like, why is this one better? Because it goes to 11? Yeah, but why? Because 11's higher than 10. So that's pretty much
it. Yeah, that's
the reference. Just make 10 louder and make that 11. No, these go up to 11.
Yeah,
Because the guy's like, can't grasp the concept.
Yeah.
But it is needed. Like, I'm level 30-something in Borderlands, and I don't have any of the DLC. So there's about two pieces of DLC out already, and increase.
Well, there was a season pass.
That's what I mean. The DLC is coming out with the season pass, but increasing the level cap is a smart thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, it'll keep players playing a lot longer. I mean, there'll probably be achievements for getting level 61 and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, there will be.
The other piece of Borderlands is the Ultimate Vault Hunter mode. Do you actually know anything about that, really? I mean, I just...
It increases the difficulty really, really high, I'm pretty sure. And
oh, so it's just like super hard.
Yeah, it like makes it.
It adds a new. Sorry, I didn't interrupt, but does it add a new kind of loot? Rarity?
Like a bomb ripple? Pearlescent, I think it's called.
Ooh.
Okay.
That sounds shiny.
It does, doesn't it?
Man, I like me some pearls.
Get pearlescent up in this shit. So, pretty much, it's super hard mode. But it also has a new kind of loot.
Yeah, what it does is it increases the enemy's health by 4 times. Enemies now have health regeneration. It increases the duration of slag damage multiplier. Ups the damage of slagged enemies take from 2 times to 3 times. Weapon swap speed is increased. The go with the slag use. Enemies now are more likely to drop ammo. And loot midgets are now legendary loot midgets that drop legendary loot and other top tier gear.
Oh, loot midgets make me nervous.
Okay, so they pretty much just updated everything. Like, there's quite a big patch and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, they fixed a lot of bugs and shit.
They've realized problems.
I love Borderlands games, but I've never felt compelled to buy the DLC for any of them. It just...
I mean, me and Jared are playing through Borderlands 2, so we were recently, and we're about, what, almost at the end, would you say?
No, we're I think we're about 3/4 through.
Oh wow, well I mean it's been a really fun game so far.
It's long as
yeah.
Like we spent a lot of our time just making like the super badass like towering Goliath things. Like every time we see a Goliath it's like you'll get sad.
I hate the Goliaths because it's just like I want to kill them quickly. It's kind of like Raiders in Gears of War. I just want them to be dead before they change. Like they just bother me.
No, we entice them.
Yeah, but I played the whole game by myself. You guys got to play it together. I'll be all lonely and shit.
Crystal goes down like every fucking 5 seconds.
Well, of course, I have the siren and everything's leveled up to me, so.
Oh, yeah, right enough. He's basically playing your game, Jared, and you're like full level.
Yeah,
he's on about level fucking 13 or something.
I'm in the 20s, guys.
Oh, okay. While we're discussing DLC, what was it? 343 just recently announced, literally like less than half an hour ago, that the castle DLC for Halo 4 will be out on April 8th.
So that's the final piece of our season pass,
guys? Yeah, that's the last piece of our season pass, and I swear to God, if it isn't good, I'm not going to be happy.
It's probably going to be bad, and then they're going to release season pass 2.
Well, yeah, do you know anything about this deal, about these maps?
I think it's 3 maps again, as per usual, and they showed off one of them at GDC there, but it looked okay.
I mean, I don't even care about any DLC maps. There's only one good one. I can't remember the name of it. It's like we played Rex's Side on a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one. Like, I mean,
Monolith, the Trump Shield, I think it's called.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, that's the only good DLC map that I'd say there is. Like, I mean, the first set of DLC was fucking horrible.
Yeah, it was.
Like, all those maps were so bad. The second one was a bit better, but wasn't overly fond of it. But hopefully this third pack will actually have some maps that you actually want to play.
Yeah.
Are there any
I just want throwback map pack. I want fucking Guardian and
Get Guardian in the Pit, and like that's what I'll make money. If they release Guardian and Pit, people will buy that shit.
Maybe they'll do that separately though, as not a part of the season pass to make more money.
Exactly.
But I don't see for Halo, like if you on the rare occasions you get me on Halo, like I only enjoy big team battles, so I don't know what it is. I just like the big games, so I like the big massive maps with lots of vehicles on them.
See, we're the opposite. We prefer more like competitive 4-player Slayer.
Yes, Jared, but you're good at the game. I'm not. I need.
One thing we've been quite bugged about is the lack of fucking.
The lack of fucking.
A pro game type.
Yeah, Slayer Pro. It's just like 3 for 3. Why do we not have a pro game type?
What is a pro game type? I have no idea.
Pro game type would be the equivalent of like an MLG game type. It is no radars, DMRs only, stuff like that.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
See, that's the shit that we love to play. Like, in Halo Reach, that was like all we played was pro.
Yeah, Reach had it. I'm pretty sure Halo 4 had it at one point.
I think it might have done, but I think it was only like a temporary place and it got taken down.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, they're always removing their playlist to, like, make sure there's enough people in other playlists.
It's because the servers aren't good enough to support everything.
Bungie warned them.
Yeah, they did. They did.
They were like, no. No. And Bungie was like, okay, we'll just be over here working on a really cool new game. Yeah, don't come bitching to us.
I mean, they were warned about what they were getting themselves into, but they didn't obviously listen, like I said, so.
But I mean, can any games company that really be prepared for the Halo fanbase?
Well, I mean, you think coming from Bungie, who've been doing it for, you know, how many years and shit?
Yeah.
They would have actened and listened to them. Like, me and Bernard always say, you know, they were just like, you might want to do this. No, we got this, but we've been doing this for, no. trust us. I mean, we've got this server. It's like, you know, no, trust us. It's big enough. Like, just, they didn't care. They knew what they wanted to do. They didn't take any advice. They just did it. And it's not really working as well for us. I hope it would.
We'll learn from
their mistakes.
Yeah, well, while we're on topic with Halo 4, you wanted to speak about that god-awful competitive gaming league.
MLG used to be the greatest fucking thing.
I was going to say, Chris, I thought you loved Major League gaming.
I did.
Oh, God.
Like, back when MLG ran, Halo 3, Halo Reach, things like that, it was really fun to watch. Now it's all StarCraft and Modern World
of Legends.
League of Legends, StarCraft, and Call of Duty. Like, that's all I run now. Like, I follow a bunch of... Sorry, a bit gassed, I apologize. I follow a few of, like, the Halo guys on Twitter. You know, like Pistola, Ogre, Clyde, you know, those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like they all, like, it's like... They've built a livelihood balance about playing Halo. Like, that's how they support themselves and stuff.
Yeah.
And now that MLG has just completely cut them out, like, they're having to try to switch the card and... Big things that got there, like a few of them are actually trying to switch to League of Legends and stuff like that, but you see them on Twitter all the time, just like trying to call out to, like, you know, Giovanni and Pocket and stuff, got just trying to get anything hooked up at the cam. Like, there's no support at all for it anymore. Like, even a LAN house shut down and stuff, you know?
People are going to the European Gaming League.
Yeah.
What is the European Gaming League?
It's like another MLG.
A lower class
MLG that's only started up, but it's starting to get quite a lot of popularity. They run Halo 4, I'm pretty sure they run Gears of War 3 as well.
Yeah, they do run Gears.
It makes sense.
That's pretty cool.
Like, when MLG started, it was Halo. Like, that's all they had was Halo. And that's what got them the crowd. Fair enough, you know, the popularity of Halo may have died a bit with COD and stuff like that, but I mean, Halo still drew in massive crowds. It was still among the most watched streams. There's still people commenting on it constantly. You know, it was always ready to go.
Yeah.
But they've really let the community down by rejecting Halo 4 from, you know, the competitive environment.
It's really stupid.
Well, people love Halo 4 as well. I mean, it's a big game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Halo 3 was probably the best to watch MLG in honesty, because it was just the basics of these guys are better, they're going to win. Whereas with Reach and 4, there was a lot more, you know, oh, they've got disarm ability against disarm ability, you know,
yeah,
kind of stuff, you know, and the Halo 4 is like this loadout against that loadout.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. I mean, the thing is, with the commentators and stuff you had with Halo, you know, they were actually players who knew what they were talking about. You know, One time I watched a Call of Duty stream because I was waiting for a Halo stream to start, and I had some guy on, he was like a Navy SEAL or some shit, and he was just like, oh yeah, that gun, you know, I've used that gun before when I was in war, and like, what you do is get in the corner, and then you shoot the gun around the corner, and then you push in with a frag, and it's like, what's that got to do with what's happening in the game right now?
Exactly.
Like, it'll go off like a 20-minute tangent on, you know, what he did when he was in war.
I don't think you can really, you can't compare games to, like, shooting games to real life, because there's no risk of imminent death.
Yeah.
Like, what you would do in the army in that situation and what you would do in a game is completely different.
That's a whole debate in its own.
Like
you don't see cunts running about in fucking Afghanistan with knives, do you?
Exactly. Yeah. And they're not trying to take the enemy dog tags. But that's because they know. If they fuck up once, they're dead. In the game,
yeah.
Okay, you fuck up, you die, but you come back 5 seconds later. There are no reasons.
There's no relevance in having someone like that talk about what he's talking about. But, I mean, just quickly to get back to the Halo side of things. I don't understand why they took that, got rid of Halo. Like I said, it was like one of the biggest draws. It was what really made MLG what MLG is. And, you know, Giovanni just really, really just turned his back on that whole community.
Well.
Like, I mean, like I said, even with the LAN house going on as well, like, there's nothing for, like, those pro Halo players to even do for themselves anymore.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
that
sucks.
Yeah, that does suck majorly. It's quite a sad thing that
sucks major league balls.
I love the thought of like some homeless Halo player standing in the street corner just with a cup going, Halo, anyone got some Halo? Spare some Halo.
We'll play Halo for food.
I'll get you your 50, man.
Just 50 for food.
50 for food.
Can I want spare some Halo, please?
Anyway, it's the end of Maxon 50, sorry. Do we have any idea when that new ranking system's coming into place? Do you think I'll come with the Castle Map pack, or do you think it'll be shortly after?
I think they give us a date for Halo 4 ranking system. I'm pretty sure it's coming in April.
The same time as the Castle. Yeah, so probably just after the Castle pack.
Oh.
Yeah.
They'll probably have to do some server updates and stuff to support the ranking system, so the Castle Map pack will probably be quite a big install, because it'll probably like lead away for the main patch update.
Yeah, we're getting in April, so.
Yeah. This is something we were talking about last week that we touched on a little bit, very much against Jared's will, was our Facebook
games. I
didn't think
it was relevant at that point. It's relevant now, though.
Yeah, it's relevant now. I see, you fucking bring it all back, don't worry. It's all come full circle. But, so PopCap, who some of you may know, who are responsible for games such as Peggy and Plants vs. Zombies, are releasing Plants vs. Zombies Adventures.
Right, well, Plants vs. Zombies Adventures, is it actually different from Plants vs. Zombies, or is it the same thing?
From what I've seen, it looks similar to Plants vs. Zombies, but there's differences. I mean, it's probably going to be one of those whole things where, like, say, for example, you wanted to get the jalapeno.
Man, you're going to have to pay for everything. You're probably going to have to buy the free fuck.
Yeah, if you want to get that jalapeno, it'll be like, oh, get 10 things to send you jalapeno seeds.
And then it'll be like, you have planted a sunflower. Please wait 3 hours and 45 minutes for it to grow.
Or have a friend visit and water your plant.
Yeah, they're going to, like, make it farm.
You know, it'll be stuff like that. Yeah,
it's
pretty much.
It's horrible,
I mean,
yes.
I mean, for, it could actually just be, you know, a really basic version of Plants vs. Zombies with, like, you know, a few levels and maybe adding a new level every few months or so. It could be
that. In all fairness, I did buy Plants vs. Zombies, like, earlier today for off the Humble Bundle.
Oh, so. Yeah. Shout out to the Humble Bundle.
Humble Bundle.
Plants vs. Zombies is such a good game. Now, it's one of those games you can just completely lose yourself in. Like, I mean, even no matter how many times you play that game, you'll play it again. Oh, if someone shows up and says, oh, I've got a copy of Plants vs. Zombies, you're going to play
it. Am I the only one that, you know, when you put a tall nut down and you see that little tear in its eye, do you feel a little bit sorry for him? Like, do you see him?
I think everyone feels sorry for the walnuts.
And the tall nuts.
It's like, he's just there and then he starts sacrificing himself. See, the walnuts make you feel really sad, but the tongnuts, like, they pick up a fight. Oh, like, I'm going down, but you tell my wife I love her.
have you ever read the, you know, the almanac, like the description for the tallnut? It's like, we asked the tallnut what he thought of the walnut, and tallnut says, I can't even begin to describe how I feel about walnut. And then he looks off in the distance and says, if you knew what the walnut had done for me. It's just,
that book is one of the best ones about that game. I love they actually changed the sprite of the dancing zombie for the 360 release.
That was because they got the
action. I know this is really, really, really old news, but that's just something that I thought was actually, you know, decent of them to do.
Yeah,
I don't think it offended him that much. I mean, he don't really care. I mean, granted, he was dead, so having a zombie version.
I don't think he's gonna give a flying fuck. Like,
but Michael Jackson was closer to being a zombie when he was alive than he is now. I don't want to
fuck six.
I don't
want to
take some hate for that, but I don't care.
I mean, the things you come off of sometimes, I don't even know how you get away with this shit.
I'm adorable, Chris. I'm adorable.
Did you hear about Selby? Did you hear about the Apple game?
What one, mate?
The
it's fucking Sweatshop HD.
Everyone call a game Sweatshop HD and think they get away with it.
Because
here it was on the Apple Store for quite some time.
To be honest, now I don't think the problem was that it was a Sweatshop game. I think it was that it was claiming to be HD when in fact it wasn't. I see no problem.
I wish that was true.
You couldn't see the like despair on people's faces enough.
No, I mean, that's what it.
Jared, are you a fat man
playing FIFA? Yeah, my comments are playing FIFA.
I get so excited about FIFA every time I play.
It's the same shit every time.
Everyone gets excited about FIFA.
We're not even going to get on to that. Sweatshop HD.
In fairness, I get excited about Madden.
How long was Sweatshop HD on the Apple Store for?
I didn't actually find out. I think it was there for a couple of weeks, and then I realised, oh yeah, this is a game about making kids make shoes. Shit.
So bad.
They should have just called it Primark the simulator.
The screenshot of the game was just like this little like it's like a black kid with like in a sweatshop making a box of shoes and the shoes just said
Le shoe. Was he a French black kid? Is this happening, Mom?
I
assume something has lit in front of it is French.
I mean it makes sense, right? I mean,
but you know what surprises me more about this is that Apple what?
I just looked the picture. Jesus Christ, that's grim as flying fuck.
what surprises me about this is that Apple like reviews all their things and is really fucking poignant about what gets
the they obviously don't review them properly. They just must look at the game and see if it works, and if it runs, then just go yep.
I mean, as long as they're getting the cut from it, they'll be okay. But once they start taking heat from it, then
Apple cannot handle negative criticism at all.
Oh god, no. It's the same with EA. If you complain about EA, they'll just ban
you. It's so bad. You can buy people, the different types of people from the looks of this image to like make the shoes, and they all cost like different amounts. And then the
jobs
for $10.
To be fair.
That's a monster. To be fair, that's a monster.
He's a midget.
they're gonna class him as a midget.
The correct term is little people.
I'm afraid of the little people, Chris. Don't even start.
Sebby does have a bit of an irrational fear of leprechauns. Like, I don't even mean like it's a jokey thing. Like, he generally gets frightened.
Teleport.
Right. We're not going to get into this right now. This is for something else. But some interesting news coming today. That it's going to make some people happy, but at the same time might annoy some people. Capcom have announced a new IP, which is what they've said and what people have said. It's going to be a mixture between Mega Man and Monster Hunter.
I don't know how I feel about that.
it's going to be released in conjunction with, you know, an anime, a manga, toys, music, and so, like music CDs and things like that. I don't know if I said music CDs like I'm fucking 50, but
this is a very old man company.
You know, like it's going to be released with, you know, a whole bunch of different stuff to try and pump up some interest in. Which, you know, seems to be like a big thing companies are doing these days. When you look at Defiance and they're releasing it with a TV show, and, you know, Walking Dead's kind of,
Walking Dead's doing it right,
kind of
shit,
you know, it's
well, apart from the,
apart from the Telltale game,
like a mix of Megaman and Monster Hunter. Now the question is it going to be like Mega Monster or Hunter Mega or whatever? Because they're two very different games.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, I have an opinion.
I mean, like, it started off strong, and then I just started weirding out at the end,
like,
and I just felt embarrassed for
it. Like six times, like you have said, I said it wrong.
Yeah, I want you to take a deep breath, okay?
Okay.
I want you to have a take too.
It's like you said, it's a mix between.
Okay. Everyone,
okay. You said it's a mix between
Megaman
and Monster Hunter. So the question is it going to be Mega Hunter or Monster Man? Because they're two very different games. Yes.
Well done, you got it right that time. Yeah.
You know, there we go. Like the right, like that took so much effort. It's so simple.
The thing about Monster Man is that brings us back to Michael Jackson. I'm sorry.
Oh, god damn you.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're so fucking terrible, bad
something. You know what bad is that? I'm actually.
Do you know who else was amongst the man?
Fonz, I don't know what.
Yeah, but do you know who else was amongst the man?
Oh, fuck Paul Ross. No, fuck Paul Ross. No,
fuck
Paul
Ross.
No. Sorry, shut up.
And he gets a fucking scenic forest. With his red and all in it, and he only used blue, like the whole time. And he didn't even use a paintbrush. He has like a fucking a knife, and he
right, so shut the fuck up.
Okay. Sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. Everyone, I'm sorry. That was my bad.
Okay, right. So Selby, while you're in bitching mood, we might as well let you do it. So, bitch away at the Wii U.
Bitch fucking Wii U. I was so excited. You know, I came Christmas, and I was like, I'm gonna go buy myself a Wii U. This is good fun. You know, they'll bring us some really nice games after Christmas to take it slow. And I'll have fun and I'll buy it. Oh, they got the little screen there. Oh, it's going to be exciting. They can play all my games downstairs with my Xbox and Wii upstairs. No. No, I didn't even pay full price for it. Okay, it was kind of dodgy the way I got my Wii U, but I paid for it. Not much of it.
Just explain your story of how dodgy it was.
In case we get sued. But, okay, well, thanks, Chris.
CX.
We basically, I bought it from a shop called CX, and it was like a second-hand shop. So I says, can I have a Wii U? The dude brought me down the Wii U, like, you can have a look at the Wii U first before you buy it. And he opened the box. And now this was a second-hand Wii U. And there was a big shelf at the back with, like, 10 Wii Us on it. And he showed me, and he opened the box, and it was brand spanking new. Like, the seal was on the outside of the box. Like, he had to cut it. Let me in, opened the Wii U, and it had all the, you know, the nice plastic stuff you get to peel off. It feels so good. Like, he let me peel it off. It was so nice. And I'm taking this Wii U. I'm having this. So I got it. Took it home, like, £100 less than I should have, by the way. Which was awesome. So I took it home. I got that Zombie U game for it. Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to play
it. That's
Zombie.
Like the only thing I want to play on it.
It's not that good.
Yeah, I heard that.
Really,
it's really repetitive.
It is very repetitive, man. I got, like, I tried getting into it, but I couldn't. The thing I played on the most is Super Mario Galaxy, because I didn't get a Wii. Well, I had a Wii, but I didn't have it long enough to play Galaxies. And then, so I went and bought Galaxy, but then I found out you had to go and buy a Wii controller and a Wiimote with it.
Give me 2 seconds. I'm sorry, we don't want to continue this run for 2 seconds. I need to, like, run and grab something from the kitchen real quick. So, you guys keep ranting, but don't treat me for like a few seconds.
And I thought there was going to be some really good games being released like afterwards, but there hasn't been. It's been really weak, like with the games. I mean, there's potential there. I love the screen on the control. I think it's been done very, very well. It's a touchscreen as well, and sometimes, like, I can sit on the internet in my Wii U. I don't even have to turn on the TV. Like, it's going to go the same way as most tablet PCs. It's going to be a £200 porn machine for some people.
But the Wii U was on. Always like a good idea, but it just seemed like one of those things was going to fail again.
It's a good idea, and it needs games to back it up. And there's a list of games coming out. They're doing Super Smash Bros. For it, which is going to be awesome if they ever get around to releasing the bastard thing. And a whole lot of like I seen a whole list of really good. I can't remember any of them now, but I'm desperately waiting, and I'm hoping there's something good comes out for it. But at the minute, I basically have a £200 Netflix machine.
See, that was the problem initially. I thought it was really, really pricey. That's why I didn't get one. I wanted it, but...
I got $200 instead of $300 and something.
While we're speaking about the price of it, HMV's, I don't know if you bought the premium console. I don't even know what that is at this point. HMV sliced the premium price of the Wii U to £200, actually.
Oh, that's really good. See, that's what I paid for it, but it was obviously stolen and, like, sold to that stuff.
But like it's said, a,
you really
but it's a good idea to sell it for that price rather than the full price, retail price that it came out as.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good deal, but at the same time, you gotta be kind of worried about the repercussions of stuff. I mean, you gotta wonder where stories get things got from at the same time. But you know,
stolen,
that's not really for us to care
about.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I'm back, by the way.
I thought this was your remnant.
Yeah. See, I was actually going to attempt to sneak away, and I was like, no. As soon as I try to leave, you know. That's when you'll ask me something, and then you'll just be that awkward.
I don't know, Chris, you're not that central to our lives. No, not really.
I mean, I'm pretty important, though.
You would.
Well, fuck you.
Dirty. It was very much here whenever you were doing. No, I'm sorry. But like I said, my Wii U has basically become a Netflix machine because I find it so handy to just pick up the control, turn it on, and watch Netflix right there. But to be honest, you can play that one.
Can you use a little screen on the controller for Netflix? Or?
There's some games you don't ever have to turn your TV on to play. Like if you have Super Mario Bros., the new one, you don't actually ever have to turn your TV on to play that.
I reckon Wind Waker might work something like that, or they'll use the they'll probably actually use the tablet as the inventory screen.
I think
like map screen, that kind
you
of
can
stuff.
Play Batman Arkham City on it without TV, which is impressive. I like the fact that it's got all the HD capabilities and stuff. It just needs games to take advantage of it.
I remember we were in game a few weeks ago, and we saw Mass Effect 3 in the Wii U, and it was like £50.
The games are too expensive too. They need
That's what they're going to start losing out. If the games were like £50 for Mass Effect 3, which is an old game, Guild's Judgment, including the season pass and the special steelbook edition, was 50.
I think the Wii U is really, really overpriced. They're overvaluing themselves.
Like they say, it's because they're the new console. They think people are going to just give them what they want.
I mean, I like the machine. It's a very good quality machine. The control feels really stout. It doesn't feel cheap, you know. You know you've got a good quality thing. It just needs someone to take advantage of it desperately.
Yeah, it really does. Like, it's just, I mean, see, I'm in the boat where I said, I'll get a Wii U when they announce the Zelda game.
I'm excited
about
that, because I haven't ever really played one.
So, I kind of got myself fucked in the ass about that.
But I'm secretly holding out for a new Gacha Force game. Gacha Force was one of the greatest games ever made.
That was a game I'd recommend. I know you can actually find and get the hands-on copy of Gacha Force.
I thought you were going to say play it. Play it. No, I'll give it to Chris.
I have a
copy of it here, but it's damaged and won't play. And
it's damaged too. Actually, that's a thing. If anyone knows anywhere that could repair a GameCube disc, let us know. Sorry, like Twitter, Facebook, like anything. Let us know where we can get that repaired. Because
Game will do it, Chris.
Me said won't play
it. No,
Game won't do it. Game won't do it. They don't want to run the GameCube disc for your machine. They said it'll damage the machine.
Although, if we do get a hold of a copy of Gacha Force, expect there not to be a new episode for like 6 months while me and Chris play Gacha Force.
We did hold a shit out of that.
And you know the thing was, it's one of those games, it became a cult classic, because it was never really big. Yeah, it was never advertised bigly over here, and it never, they didn't use the word bigly. The fuck was wrong with me? But it was never really advertised over here. It was never made a big deal of. People were just sort of like, oh, what's that game? I picked it up off the shelf because it had little robots on it.
I think the reason we actually picked it up was we were in GameStop, and I think it was when Cubics was kind of a new thing. And we were somewhat, I remember you were somewhat interested in Cubics because you're a bit fan of Transformers, and Cubics was pretty much, a transforming robot. So when you saw that, you obviously you picked it up thinking it would be something you'd be interested in. And by God, were you right?
Like, or man that
that
is
true, actually.
Shout out to Iron Man. But I'm a little obsessed with Iron Man. Just a little bit.
A little bit. But, so, I mean, the Wii U, not potential, it's just that you don't want to take advantage of it.
I would love to see a Pokemon game, but you can use the like the screen as a way to look and say Pokeballs, because I really want to know what goes on in there.
I mean, there's that one episode where it shows his Psyduck in the Pokeball and he's got a black ball Psyduck.
That's depressing as hell.
So,
doesn't it? I mean,
it does.
You see why Pikachu doesn't want to go into his.
It makes you feel bad for those Pokemon that ask just like leaves of press. Like, oh, I get them later.
Pokemon action Y and use the report on.
No, like that'll be a good long podcast when we.
I don't have a 3DS, so fuck you.
I have you'll have 3DS, but you will get one. That next week they're going to release some of the new Pokemon.
Actually, I do have news. I was on Pokemins, because you know that's a valuable resource, you know, for news. But now it could be a fake, but there was an article from a Japanese magazine that said that light type
took, being a I always took next. Fighting as like was meant to represent light type because it's like strong against dark, and I think ghost does something really bad against it. Like I always thought, fighting type was meant to represent light. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just an idiot.
I mean, you know, I can see it come from that, but I mean, everyone's just been saying they need to be a light type because people just want a new type. Because people just want.
I don't think
types.
People want new types. So, I think that people want new things for Eevee to evolve into.
Yeah, well, like another thing is like the Sinnoh's going
to
be
I
a sound
look forward
type
to that.
As well.
There's a lot of Pokemon that would fit well in it. Like Loudred would fit really well in the Sinnoh.
I mean, I don't really know how to say their names, but
what is it?
Is that it?
The new
the
one,
Axe
oh,
one?
It's called
Zernius,
the right company.
Whatever the fuck it is, or... and then there's Vital or whatever the fuck it is. But apparently the Axe Pokemon is meant to be the Light, and then the Y Pokemon is going to be the Sound type. But you see, that just means that the third one, because there's also going to be a fucking third one to tie the two those together. Like is that going to be a new type, or what the hell is that going to be?
There's no chance it'll be Z.
Z, it's still going to be Z.
I think with
if
the third one
Z,
being Z,
well,
I think that its type should be Super Saiyan. Pokemon Z.
You know, anyway, speaking of Z, War Z got hacked again.
Can I be honest though? If you have a War Z account at this point, you deserve to get hacked.
Yeah. That's
your own
fair.
Stupid fucking
That's fucking fair.
Just
War Z.
Tell him how it is.
You should have bailed on War Z years ago and got Daisy.
It's for being a cheap ass and not buying Daisy. That's what it is.
I don't even think you have to buy Daisy. I think Daisy.
You need armor.
Buy armor.
You need to buy armor.
You have to have
expensive
armor
too. Give it that, but that's what you get for being a cheap ass and buying War Z.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, War Z, from it coming out, it was just plagued with problems.
Yeah.
So, like,
so
they were
then,
just. Oh, it was awful.
They took the game offline again because it was hacked and people's details were taken off the database again.
To this day, I mean, even at this day, it still amazes me how things like that are still able to be done. There was about a month or so ago, my sister called me, asked me to come up to her house and check my nephew's Xbox account. Pretty much, he beat some guy at FIFA, the guy hacked and stole his account. And it took him like 3 weeks to get it back, and when he got it back, remember, I was saying last week vaguely that FIFA runs on microtransactions? So he deleted all of his FIFA data. So and all that money he spent on those microtransaction accounts couldn't get his back.
Well, that's fucking awful.
Nope. Like I mean, so that's a flawed system.
Almost actually playing the War Z.
Almost. No, I mean I don't understand how. I mean, you know, about a month ago now, there was a whole talk about, you know, I'm just using this as an example, but the big up like. Important, as you would call, Microsoft employee accounts were starting to get hacked and stuff. You know, I mean, if they're getting hacked,
but then,
you know, what's to stop all people getting hacked? I mean, it's the whole, it's the PSN, that was the biggest hack fuck up I've heard of
wasn't popular.
You know,
that could have been a real problem.
I mean, you know, it's just interesting to see how things like that are still able to be done. With all, you know, the security in place, you know, like, you know, confirm your password and your mother's maiden name that of her dog that she had when she was four. You know, when you need all that kind of information just to even make an account, and then someone can just be like, oh, this guy beat me in a game of football online, I'm really pissed off, I'm going to take his account. You know, or, oh, this guy beat me in Halo, fuck
you. Trying to make unhackable, though, someone just makes a new hacking tool.
Yeah, I know, it's just... the fact that the people of Disney, the people who do this kind of thing, like, they're usually kids.
My cousin Sam can do it.
You know, so...
He can't hide people's guy. He doesn't, but he can't do it. So he can't, and I just like... And it's, and
yeah,
he's,
see, like, that just shows.
16.
Like, anyone can learn to do it. Yeah, but he's,
he
probably knew how to do it
long
before,
was, like, 14.
Before
and he's had, like, he, it's so easy for him. He showed me doing it, and, like, he told me his mate across the street just to show me that he could do it. And
yeah,
I said, why did you learn this if you're never going to use it? He just shrugged and went, because it was easy.
See, that's actually what Liz got. It's like, because something's easy,
yeah,
people
you
are learning.
You don't
learn
how to do something because you want to, just because it's easy.
No, I mean, you know what I mean. You know what I mean, though. It's like, you could just not do it, I suppose, but I mean, because it's so easy to do, that's what encourages people to do. I mean, we could all go today and learn how to do
I'm
that.
I'm not going to.
Oh, we could, I mean, we're not going to because we're not fucking assholes. But, I mean, we could be like, oh, this guy, like, shot me in Halo when I was, like, one away from the ring and rat. I'm going to take his
although card. That just shows it doesn't matter how sports evolves or how competitive gaming evolves, there's always going to be sore losers. Although, considering every 12-year-old on Xbox Live seemed to have fucked my mother, maybe it's not such a bad thing. Some of them could do, but I've never got it taken away.
Yeah. Some of them made a KD. You know, there's always a lot of people who, like, you know, they play the victim. So, like, my nephew was playing the victim. I was like, nah, I know you were talking shit. And he fucking took your account. Like, you can say, oh, you did nothing, you just beat him. Nah, you were clearly talking shit, and you took your account to being an asshole. Like, everyone plays the victim. Like, I don't agree if I'm taking an account at all, because, like, I had my brother-in-law's, you know, fucking all his credit card information I fixed on account, as well as my sister's credit card information. So, like, that's where it's getting bullshit, because, I mean, it's not only taking an account if it's a hindrance, it's stealing and potentially stealing money. Yeah, of course, but you know what I mean? It's just bad that kind of detail is going to be stored in your account, so people who hack your account
can I talk about something that I noticed on Xbox Live the other day that was such a relief for me? When I first set up my Xbox Live account, I, like a dick, set my region as Ireland, which meant I couldn't get into any games, I couldn't download a lot of DLC. I've been so limited, and I noticed the other day, if you go onto the website and go to my account, they let you now change your region.
You have been able to do that for
I nearly cried when I saw it. And the other day, I saw indie games on the marketplace for the first time ever. It was beautiful. And I remember back then, I had such a problem with it. The first time it was really an issue for me is I'm a huge Dead Rising fan. I love the Dead Rising games. And I really wanted the Dead Rising 2 demo, you know, the little town that you could do around. And it wouldn't let me download it because my region was out of Ireland. And I live in Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK.
Oh yeah, so I remember me and Will were playing that, and you were being pissed off because you couldn't play.
I actually phoned up Xbox and told them what had happened, and they were like, "Yeah, there's nothing we can do about that. We can't change it. It can't be done."
I mean, I was pretty sure it was such an easy thing. I remember I changed my region to Canada because you shout out to Canada. I changed my region to Canada just so I could try and download the free game. Give me a picture, but it wouldn't let me do it.
Sorry.
And then, like, I kept in Canada for a while, because that's just when I was big enough Hank Street Fighter again, so, like, everyone was like,
I'm just glad to see that
Xbox
Otis there was
just been an asshole.
I would cry there, and they corrected it.
Yeah. We're getting a bit off topic there, anyway. We're getting off topic, because we won't be on topic.
No, we're done with it. Warzy's dying. Warzy got hacked. That is Warzy. Stop playing with Warzy.
Stop playing Warzy. That's it. Stop playing Warzy.
Daisy.
No, Daisy as well.
Warzy, you dick.
Daisy's
no,
good, your mom.
Daisy's better than Warzy.
I watched my wee cousin Sam play
Daisy's really good,
and as near as I can figure, he spends the whole game trying to get a gun, and then he spends his whole time with the gun, trying to hide the gun in case he dies, so that he can get back and get the gun. It's like, what? And then when he has the gun, he's constantly hide. Like, he gets a gun so that he can kill someone if they come up against him, but then he hides in case someone kills him and takes the gun.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. I've heard a lot of people talking about. I mean, it seems like a game made for bullying or trolling. Like, I've heard of people who like get ghillie suits and shit, and they will hide outside the city, where people come out, and then as soon as they come out, like there'd be like two or three of them, and they all just jump up at the same time, and be like, drop all your shit.
There's of a guy doing that online. It is hilarious. Like, it's so funny.
You know, it's just a
bit of a
hard
game. Like, if you're into that sort of thing. Fair play to you, but I for one find it extremely boring.
Something I would actually be quite interested to see would be if someone actually did a study why people grief. Yeah, in video games. Like, apart from the fact it's funny as dicks.
I think it's just...
But
let's face it, when you're anonymous, everyone's a dick. If you're given a complete cloud of coverage where someone doesn't know who you are, where you are, and you can't really suffer any repercussions for it, especially in the likes of DayZ, where if you're a player that doesn't really care if they die,
I think it's just
players that do
care. I think it's just human nature to abuse power.
Oh yeah, exactly. It is very much so.
Yeah.
Dictatorships don't always have to be bad. If you have a really, really good dictator, then it can be an amazing thing. But the problem is, there's never been a really good dictator because we just abuse power. We're addicted to it.
Yeah. No, yes. But, I remember when I first started playing Xbox Live, it was with Halo 3, and, you know, you'd get GG messages all the time, you'd get friend requests from people because you played well all the time, and you'd accept those. Seeing I won't accept friend requests from fucking anyone. Like, just because you'll add someone because you're like, oh yeah, this guy's pretty good, I'll add him. And then they'll just be really fucking annoying. Like, see, Bernard, for example. Anyone who sent him a message, he's
I mean, these people seem to have pretty easy access to my mom as it is. I don't want to make it any easier for them.
No, you know what I mean? I was like, I mean, when Xbox Live was still young, when the 360 era was still, like, the big thing, how many times did you get GG messages from people and figures out when you first started playing? Like, pretty much every other game. I got a GG message the other day from Gears of War Judgment. I didn't
remember. I tried to play Call of Duty the other day. Not the other day, like a long time ago. It was the new one, Call of Duty Black Ops 2. And I got stuck in a match with 2 11-year-olds who were just shouting about how everyone else in the team was shit and that they were uploading footage to YouTube and that they were going to ban everybody. And I was just like, are you two for real? Like, where is your mum? Why is she letting you two?
Yeah. When you're doing all this shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't get why. Parents don't have the fucking right to complain about their kids, you know, what they see in these games if they go out and buy the games for them. Remember when me and you were 16, Chris?
Exactly.
When me and Chris were 16, Chris had a full fucking beard and arm covering tattoos and he couldn't buy 18 games.
Dude, I got fucking ID'd a few months ago. Like, we were fucking up in Londonderry with fucking our friend Craig, and we went to, I think it was Asda, it was Sainsbury's, we went to Sainsbury's, it was me, Gerald, Rob, we went down, and I was trying to buy a fucking can of Red Bull, and I think it was like a pack of Doritos or some shit, and then Rob was trying to buy his rum, because white as rum, we all know, he has the white rum, but so it was the summer, so I was wearing my fucking weirdest jersey hat with shorts on, whatever, so I've got my neck tattooed, I've got my arm tattooed, I've got my legs tattooed. Yeah, and the fucker went to them and goes, I'm sorry, ID Rob, and then she goes, do you have ideas? Like, you serious? She's like, yeah, do you have ideas? Like, I'm buying red, but it's like, yeah, you can't be hanging from. It's like, so, the beard, the tat, you know? It's like, nah, ideas. Like, no, but why? I was like, nah, don't give a fuck. I was like, really?
Like, this Chris, is happening. You basically look like a lumberjack that really likes Zelda. As well, and you used to get ID for 18 games all the time.
No, we got ID'd for 16 games at one point.
To buy an 18 game if you're under 18.
Craig tried to buy Halo 3 and they wouldn't sell to him because they didn't have an ID to prove he was 16.
Parents' vision about what kids can see in these 18 games should take a long, hard look at themselves and be like, why did I buy my child this?
They're the reasons kids have the games. Like, in honesty, if and when I have kids, I'm not going to give a fuck if they play 18 games.
But then I'm not going to complain about the games that they're playing. Exactly.
Yeah, because it's your fault.
I get fired from a job for selling an 18 game to a 17-year-old. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that shit. And his mom called up with some shit.
I'm not saying something. Like, you're like, stop. Watch it, little brother.
No, we wouldn't
that's because you're ours, little brother, so you wouldn't see it. You wouldn't see it. You're behind the herd, you know, Chris.
Anyway.
You see the herd directly in front of your
Anyway, Chris. our other topic of Darksiders.
I love Darksiders.
Yeah, so Crytek have decided to put a bid in to buy the Darksiders.
Really, it's nice to see somebody finally buying it because that thing's been up for sale for ages since THQ went out of business.
I love Darksiders. I really hope they don't ruin it.
I actually
like Zelda, you like Darksiders, that's how it works.
Oh, it's so good, man, you're going to love it. You're going to, see the story in that game is immense. Have you played the first one?
I have played the first one, and speaking of the first one, I actually have a copy to give away of the first one.
Ooh, Jared up in this.
Ooh.
What happened to
the contest? I don't know,
what should we do? We haven't decided on this one yet.
I think someone should send us
it's
or something.
Nah, I think fine, alright.
Should draw something for us.
No, well, we've got to the picture
thing. I just want someone to draw me a picture.
No, selfie. We're not getting fan art. Fuck that shit.
Oh.
No,
we can make it Dark Side.
We could make it
a simple question, then make a draw from people who enter next week.
Yeah, right. So you decide the question.
I'm not going to make it difficult.
Okay. Right, you get the question. Okay, so Jared's going to find the question here. And you have to put the question, I guess, Twitter would be the best way.
Twitter, comments on iTunes.
Should we not make the first one, like private emails in case no one enters and then we won't look embarrassed? Okay.
Someone wants a free copy
of Darksiders.
It is, just to make sure,
so,
it is a copy of Darksiders.
So it is, best way to do it.
Can I enter?
Yes.
I really like Darksiders. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the best way to do it would be, instead of giving out Twitter handles and stuff, because that'll get a bit confusing, if you tweet your answer, I guess you could hashtag it BDB Podcast.
Yeah.
We'll find it that way.
And by we, I mean Chris.
Okay, and then, or Jared probably, because...
What about that?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, sure I'll do. Okay, so, this is a really simple question, okay. The question is, name the four horsemen from Darksiders. That's name
just
all
out of
four
curiosity,
horsemen
Chris,
from
you
Darksiders.
Attempt to answer this question.
I can do it.
Selby can, yeah,
what,
do
guy
it.
Or
Selby
just
can do it.
Yeah,
you'll,
you
may
easy,
be surprised.
Go on, Chris, do it. Type it into the thing. I want to see if he knows him.
Yeah, I want to see if he knows it too.
I bet you he's wrong. I was actually going to go with a rant about this. I really wanted to.
Nope.
Got it.
That's it.
Oh.
I was going to go on a rant about this.
I was close enough, but I haven't actually played the game.
The fact that they renamed the other two, because it really annoys me.
But it, yeah, you
like how
I
spelled that, by the way,
on parallel. But yeah,
I'm landing right now.
Anyway,
a laptop
our entrance methods are going to be what? Twitter.
Twitter.
Okay.
Hashtag BDB Podcast. That'll be the best we did. So you use capital B, capital D, and capital B.
Put it in
the podcast. Wait a minute. It's BDB. I've been saying BDP.
You're a fucking retard, Selby.
I am a fucking retard.
You're an asshole.
I'm all hyped up on Bob restaurants.
Yeah, so.
Right.
Believe it or not, I actually put out a tweet before this saying we're recording a BDB podcast, and if anyone has any questions, tweet them to me. And I got a couple of messages.
We have actually two questions.
one's from Singer, because she really wanted to know what BDB stands for.
It's funny, because I've been waiting for somebody to ask that.
And she was asking me, I was like, I can't tell you. And then, as soon as I tweeted,
Chris knows she
questions,
personally
like, I'm asking that.
That's why he's talking about her, as if he knows her. Exactly.
Well, no matter how soft they know. Dick. But, okay, so,
I love the story.
BDB. Okay, BDB originated from Goose of Wolfie, and we were playing, it was me, Jared, and our friend Paul were playing, and Paul was just being King Dick, because that's his thing, but shout out to FIFA, real quick. So Paul's played a good of Gears, and he's been King Dick, and I said to him, shut the fuck up, or I'll break your back doors in. And then Paul, who is a homosexual, said, here, I'm the real back door breaker, because, you know, he's a gay man. And then it just became the thing where we would just start yelling BDB when we started playing games, because we were going to rape the other team's back doors in. So we were going to rape them in Gears. So BDB stands for back door breakers.
Yeah, we'll rape you.
Because we will rape you.
Alright, so
that is it. Second question is from an account I actually don't even know what the fuck it had said. It's like, I think it's a new account or some shit. And I just want to know what Lang and Core mean. Because Ty says it. That is, that's because, we met Ty on Xbox Live. And Jared's gamertag on Xbox Live is Kamikaze Core. And my gamertag is Lion of Peril. So,
Lang is me, and I'm
the
fucking internet.
Yeah.
If you want my game tag, it's over on Twitter and Facebook, so I don't mean to give two fucks.
What's funny, you know what's weird?
I'm not going to Ali
the other day, and he's like one of the only people in the entire world that calls me Will.
So you give away the secret of Selby's first name now?
No, Ty gave it away.
Yeah, but so Selby is just Selby. Even his mum calls him Selby, which I find hilarious.
I love it though.
I genuinely find that funny. So yeah, that is our two questions we actually got. Was why
we probably should have been able to start going. We're open for questions and such, but yes.
I was tweeting out, but no one got back to it until now.
I really got to use Twitter a lot more effectively. I'm terrible at it. Remember, Chris really loves a post about it on years ago, where it was like a pigeon outside my house. It was like, look at this pigeon walking right up to me, the balls on this fucker.
Alright.
He's walking right up to me.
That's what I make. So, we'll remind you of the Darkstalkers question before we wrap up the podcast. We'll wrap up the Darkstalkers question. Darkstalkers? I did it like five times! Shit! Darksiders. I may like Darkstalkers.
Darksiders game takes place after the apocalypse again, like after war story.
All right,
Selby.
Oh, no,
you give away one of the games. Anyway, so we'll run back to that at the end, and then we'll go from there. But anyway, so the last topic we really have to talk about here is that Ouya announced a large list of games. But it's a
slay. They released a list of all the games, and like three of the games were just like NES emulator, SNES emulator. It may not sound different with my accent, but trust me, I just said two different words. And the N64 emulator. And what I'm thinking, as Chris points first, at first I thought it was going to basically become a Mario 64 emulator. But then Chris very helpfully pointed out that the Zelda games were extremely popular on the N64. So now I think it's going to just become a Zelda emulator. But I think the opportunity to play Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time and Master Quest is just too tempting for some people to pass up.
See, a lot of people didn't actually get to play Majora's Mask because it was quite hard to get your hands on, because you had to get the expansion for your N64 to actually play it. So a lot of people would be quite happy to finally get the chance to play that, especially if they missed out on the limited edition disc.
You know what's funny is that I've only ever owned two Zelda games, and one of them was Majora's Mask for the GameCube. I know, when you got so angry at me when you found that out.
I really did want to
strangle you. Was
there any noteworthy games on that list?
There was nothing major on it.
Anyway, I left it to Seb and checked that out.
Just old. Final Fantasy III is probably a big appeal for some people. Like, a lot of people love Final Fantasy, and it's going to be in the release titles. And these are just the games that it's been released with. So it's going to obviously have all the SNES games, all the N64 games as well, which is good, especially with having a decent controller, because I don't mind emulators on the controller, but nothing can make up for a joystick in your thumb.
Yeah, I mean, I usually just use the 360 pad when I use emulators.
I did, like, you know,
it works pretty well,
but I'm just saying, like, you'll be able to play them on your TV, and I think there'll be a lot of people coming together to play old classic games with Ouya. Originally, I thought it was only the Android marketplace that it played. I'm excited to see that it actually has its own system that people can develop for. I actually quite like that. There's a game coming out for
it. It'd be nice to see. It'd just be nice to see what they actually do make of this now. I mean, if next time it is, but I mean, it's just going to be a short step before people just mod it.
It's going to be like the Raspberry Pi of the fucking gaming thing. We're going to be. It's going to be
everyone gets a finger in there.
But I can't wait for it. I'm getting one.
Yeah,
I'm getting pissed off.
I mean, I want one, but you know, depending on the time of release, there'll probably be a few other things.
I think it's really soon, actually.
To get my hands on more.
Oh no, not me. See, either, but I'm not getting it right away. I'll get it.
Oh yeah, I mean, Ty probably get it away. Actually, there's something. Ty isn't here because he is been playing Defiance. Because he was lucky enough to get it. No, because
we're not from America, guys, in case you couldn't tell.
So, actually, so since he isn't here, Selby, you got access to the closed beta of Marvel.
Yes, I did, but I have not yet got to play it.
You haven't got yet to play it.
Which to do, as far as I can figure, just requires a plane. So it's not really that difficult. But I got the email, it's like, oh, you're into the closed beta, come play the closed beta. And I spent like an hour loading the bathroom thing. And I was so excited, I was going to go hang out with Iron Man. Like, my plan was basically just to stand by Iron Man and not actually play the game. And just be in awe of him. Like, just look at him and be like, oh. So I was all excited up, I was going to go hang out with Iron Man. Go to load it up, it's like, you can only play this game at certain times. And then there's like dates on times that you can play the beta. I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's one thing I don't understand. I mean, obviously it's probably to make things easier on their servers, because obviously they're going to be proper servers right now. But you still think they would have it open.
Especially after all the time it like fucking took me to download the fucking thing. Like, I was so upset at that. I was so looking forward. Like, because I love the idea of a big free roaming game where you get to be your own superhero. And I tried DC Universe Online, but I'm just not a big fan of the whole DC Universe, to be quite frank. I like Batman.
Injustice.
Like, I don't like Superman. He's overpowered. I think if he hired a temp, he would be indestructible. Like, Superman should hire a temp that he carries around with him and uses to move kryptonite away. In which case, Superman cannot be stopped. He's too overpowered. But, so I just don't like the DC Universe, so I just couldn't get into DC Universe Online, no matter how hard I tried. Like, my heart wasn't in it. So I was so excited to see a Marvel one coming out. And then, they're just like, no. You sit down. Like, damn, guys. So
brilliant.
I have been playing Tomb Raider.
You've been playing Tomb Raider recently, yeah? Okay. Well, in the absence of Ty, do you want to give Tomb Raider?
I will give Tomb Raider. I want to give Tomb Raider 21 who's. 21 who's. It's just above 20 who's, but not enough to break it into the sort of upper bits. It's missing a few things.
Did Ty not give
it 25 hoes?
Bioshock 20 hoes?
Yeah, give it 25. So I'm going to give it 25. Well, I mean, it's good solid gameplay there. The single player campaign feels great. Although, I feel like they get too many weapons. You're given a machine gun, and there's no point in the game where I feel like you actually need a machine gun. I've just bow and arrowed my way through the game. I love it.
In fact, that's what I did in Dead Space. Dead Space, both.
Exactly. Just upgrade
the whole way through. Jared said I was really stupid doing that in Dead Space 2 because there was no achievement for it, but I just wanted to ease everyone having to worry about one gun.
It was so much easier. Dead Space is terrifying. I just go into the corner and shoot drastically in every direction. I hope there's nothing else in the room.
Yeah. Okay, well, before we get wrapped up here, this is something that would interest any of our listeners in Belfast or Ireland, or even some people abroad who might be willing to travel. Belfast's Angermann Gaming Convention, QCon, is celebrating its 20th year this year. So this is QCon 20. The pre-registration for QCon is now open, and it is £15 for your weekend pass. So anyone who's interested, it's qcon.org, I believe. Or if you just search Belfast QCon and Google, you'll find it. So,
all right. So
you don't have to look that hard. The big black link.
I think that's us.
That's racist, but yeah. Okay, so wrap this up real quick, just to remind everyone, to win a free copy of Darksiders, got it right that time, for Steam. Okay, remember,
Game.
Darksiders for
Do
Steam.
Not if you have an Xbox.
Steam! Because people are idiots and they do that. So to win a copy of Darksiders 1 for Steam. Answer the following question. Name the four horsemen from Darksiders. That's all you gotta do. So, to enter this contest, you need to get onto Twitter and use the hashtag BDBpodcast. Or you can alternatively tweet us, but tweeting us might be a bit awkward. If you would like to tweet us, my Twitter handle is at SXE_Chris. Yes. So you need to tweet me at SXE_Chris, or you can hashtag BDBpodcast. Alternatively, you could follow Selby at just_Selby.
Thanks again for listening. Alright, wrapping this up. Thanks again
for listening,
guys.
So,
until next time.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Toodaloo.
Turtles.